currently about 11 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guest today in the studio for our program, we have Sergeant First Class Ed Wolf and Specialist Carl Matthews from the National Guard. We're going to be talking about what the National Guard has to offer at this time and also the transition that is going on here as Sergeant Wolf is going to become the lone wolf on his own, and Specialist Matthews is going to be taking over. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, now you're all excited. You're retiring.
Yes, I'm retiring, and 25th of this month will be my last working day, but I'll still be in the community.
And how long have you been recruiting in our area?
Since 2005.
Oh, it's been a while for us up here, and you've been in the National Guard, I assume, many more years in order for you to retire.
Yes, over 20.
Over 20, and that was because you were full-time.
Correct.
With the National Guard. Most people in the National Guard are weekends and 2 weeks a year, unless they're called up for service, but you're one of the people that actually had a full-time position.
Yes, we do have full-time National Guard positions. Many people are not aware of that. Once they become job qualified, they can apply for them. Specialist Matthews applied for my position, and guess what? He got it.
Well, there you go. Well, welcome to the area.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I enjoy being in Huron County.
Well, it's a nice community, and schools are all friendly to come into and say your piece.
Yes, yes. I've been here about 3 months now, and it's really nice to get that kind of reception when you walk into a school.
Any big changes coming now that you're large and in charge?
Hopefully I have some large shoes to fill because Sergeant Wolf did such a good job in this area, really getting out, knowing people in the community. Hopefully I can do the same and help people provide ways financially for themselves to be part of the Guard.
Now, is recruiting changing? Because I understand that they're looking for a higher caliber of people nowadays because everybody's looking to trim down, and you know, if you've got a less of a field to fill, you can be a bit more picky and choosy.
We do have some changes in regulations, yes. Number one, we require a high school diploma. We will take a GED if you have 15 college credits along with your GED. Can't have any major law violations. Before, if you had a alcohol offense or a drug offense, if it was only one, we could put you in. Unfortunately, not anymore. No drug or alcohol offenses. If you have a minor possession of alcohol, one, yes, we can get away with that. But they've just really tightened down, and they dropped our age. We used to be up to 42, and now we're back down to 35. So,
well, but like I say, the major armed forces like the Marines and the Air Force and all them, they're all cutting back, and I imagine the National Guards in the States are doing the same thing.
We are doing the same, exactly, because of the two wars that were going on, and one has stopped in Iraq. Now we have too many people. But you know what? People retire. People move on in their careers. People change jobs. So we still have over 200 openings in the state of Michigan currently for job opportunities.
Are they good type of openings, you know, things that people are really looking for?
Because I have everything from aircraft mechanics right now on helicopters to combat medics for the people in the medical field. I have communications. I have computer people that run the servers and things like that, all the way up to biological chemical specialists. We have everything you can think of, and all kinds of mechanics, diesel mechanics, all-wheel mechanics, generator mechanics.
Things you can use in your everyday life as well.
Correct. That is our goal, that we give you the training, and then you can go out in the civilian world and get a good-paying job. And, you know, you can pull a paper today. Any good-paying job is going to require experience. So we're offering young men and women the experience so they can go out and get a good-paying job. We have a website, usa.jobs.com. These are employers specifically looking for military members to hire. So that's an in for a lot of folks, you know. I'm real excited right now, Craig. We just opened a brand new Bad Axe office. As you know, in the past, our past offices, the business is closed and things like that. But I'm real excited about that. We're over at Complete Computer and Sign Shop here on Pigeon Road. It's 210 Pigeon Road in Bad Axe, which is 142 if you're heading to Elkton, right across the street from the Free Methodist Church.
And you man that?
Well,
we're going to be
manning it 2 days a week as of right now. Yes, and I have to give special thanks to Lynn Titro. Network One Transportation, because they gave us this office at no charge. They seen a need for us in the community, and they were generous enough to give us the office and make it work for us. And that's what the Guard's about, community, being part of the community, part of the service. Because recently, if you have been watching the news, the National Guard members have been activated to help the forest fires up there in the UP right now. So we have several Guard units up there fighting fires, heavy equipment units up there with the bulldozers, and we actually have units up there setting up tent cities and everything for the people that lost everything, and that's what we're all about. That's what we're here to do.
I think that's what people most of my life thought the National Guard was there for, was, you know, local emergencies. We didn't really think of going overseas. That's kind of changed in the recent past, but I always remember them growing up watching the caravans going up I-75 to, right. I assume, Grayling.
Yep, up to Camp Grayling is one of our bigger National Guard bases. Also, Fort Custer down in Battle Creek is our second large National Guard base in the state of Michigan. So, but I'm real excited to be back in Huron County. So it's fun. I never really left, but my office presence wasn't here. Now we are here again.
Now, the advantages of having an office in Bannex gives you just a place to meet people who are interested, as opposed to having to go to their house or finding some neutral ground.
A place to meet people, if they decide it's something they'd like to do, a place where we can link up to the computer and get the paperwork printed off and get the process going for them. And it's a lot easier for them coming all the way to Port Huron or all the way to Bay City. We're right in the middle. We're here to serve the community. We're here to serve the counties.
Terrific.
But we had a really exciting time over there, so it's going to be fun.
Now, Specialist Matthews, Carl, what is your background getting you into the National Guard?
My background, to tell you the truth, was strictly financial. I was going to a junior college, and I transferred to Central Michigan, and I didn't know how I was going to pay for it. I went into the National Guard, and they helped me pay for it through two different programs we have, called the GI Bill. And then we also have the tuition assistance, and they give you money while you're going to school. Mm-hmm. I was getting money for that, so I didn't have to have a job, and I was able to concentrate on my studies, and I was able to graduate with an honors diploma in special education teaching from Central Michigan University.
But you probably had a job 1 weekend and 2 weeks in the summer.
Yes, that is
correct.
There
are stipulations to the cash coming in.
Yes.
People need to realize that there are obligations on your parts as well.
Mm-hmm. There is a 1 weekend commitment and then 2 weeks, generally during the summertime. And the units in the state of Michigan that I've dealt with have been great in setting up class times so that it won't conflict with your drill weekends or like your 2 weeks. They'll allow you to be able to do your studies and work with you as long as you let them know.
Yeah, you don't need finals the day after you come back.
No.
See, Specialist Matthews took advantage of our special student loan repayment program, where you can enlist or re-enlist one time, and we'll pay up to $50,000 of existing student loans as long as they're not in default status. So a lot of folks that are going to St. Clair Community College or some of the local technical schools that don't know how they're going to pay for their student loans, they can enlist with us. We could put it right in their contract. And what did you have, $39,000 or something?
Yeah, it was around $30,000 is what they paid out. And so I don't have to pay any of those student loans back. It's all taken care of by the government, which is nice.
But they have you.
They have me. So they have me for another 6 years, yes.
But there are so many full-time positions in the National Guard that people are just not aware of. If they're willing to travel, they can get a full-time, one-year, three-year full-time active contract. I've been fortunate enough to be in this community for going on 8 years, and I loved every minute of it.
You know, you use the term contract, and that sounds civilian to me. isn't it more of a 1-2-3-year enlistment?
It's enlistment, yes. We offer a 3-year enlistment. We offer a 6-year enlistment. Every service, no matter what military branch you want to go to, has an initial 8-year commitment. So what we do is 3 years of 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the summer, 5 years where your name remains on the list. You don't have to do anything with us during that 5 years, but if the nation needs us, you can be recalled. Now, if you do a 6-year commitment, you're going to get additional monies for school that the active duty component will charge you for. We'll give it for you for free for a 6-year commitment. So it just depends on what the person wants to do. Some people want to join for job skills. Some people want to join, they want their college paid for 100%. Some people want to serve, and they only want to do it part-time. That's what we're here for.
Now, when you went to school,
yes,
and you did your weekend and summers, you still got guard pay for that during the time you were actually actively doing stuff for them.
Correct.
You get so paid you had spending your... money in addition to getting your loans paid off, too.
Correct. About a drill weekend on average is about $200, a little over $200, and then I got my GI Bill money besides that, yes.
So you put the two together, and he was getting every month about $600, and his classes were paid for, so he wasn't incurring any additional debt.
Your folks must have loved you.
He's originally from Hale, so.
Yes.
Up on the Sunrise side, as they call it.
Yes, just over by Tawas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now he's moved into our county, and he's going to be here. So I'll still be assisting him, I'm sure, but he's actually taking
But your area is like Bad Axe down to Port Huron.
Yes, that is correct. I have Bad Axe all the way down, so it would be Huron, Sanilac, and St. Clair County.
Yes.
Seems like a wide area to cover.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But Sergeant Wolf has done a good job, and hopefully I can keep up to the same standard that he has set.
Wow. So let's talk about a few requirements now we're talking about the guard and all.
Yeah, what kind of requirements do we need to talk about?
Here's what we need these days. People from 17 to 35, we have to put you in before your 35th birthday, okay?
Has that, now that you used to have this rule where if you had served 5 years before, you could move that back 5 years. Is all of that gone because you're tightening up the standards?
No, that is still correct. That's a prior service person. If you've been in any type of military service, you take the years you were in that military service off your age, and if you're in that 35 range, then you're good to go. So I guess technically if you serve 10 years in the Marine Corps or something like that, and you're 45, you take that 10 years off your age, and you can get a 20-year retirement with the Guard.
Or you could have just stayed in the Marines another 5 years and you'd have had it that way.
So many things happen in people's lives. You just never know. Some people want to finish up and get a retirement, and you can do that in the National Guard. That's the most important thing.
And there's also health benefits in this while you're in the Guard, too.
Correct. Like, I'm on an active staff, so everything's paid for 100% for us active folks. Even as a reserve doing 1 weekend a month in the Guard, we have the Selective Reserve TRICARE program. It's only $80 a month for full medical, dental, vision. Any doctor you want to go to. And the family's only $150 a month. I've had several people join because their regular jobs were charging them over $500 a month, and they joined just specifically for the medical for their kids. So, and like we were talking about, need to have a high school diploma these days, okay? Can't have any major law violations.
You used to have a program to get people up to a high school diploma. Are those kind of gone because you're really just getting pickier?
No, we do have two specific programs still to help folks out that, for one reason or another, did not obtain a high school diploma. First one is the Patriot Academy. That's our high school. National Guard opened up a high school in Indiana. And the requirements are you have to be out at least one semester, have to be at least 18 years of age to 22 years of age. Also with that program, you must have only need 10 credits or less to obtain your high school diploma. What we do is we send you the basic training just like a regular soldier. After basic training, you go to the Patriot Academy. You're there until you obtain your high school diploma. Full active duty pay the whole time, which starts out at $1,500 a month, which ain't really a bad deal. Direct deposit it, your account. And then from there, you go on to the job school you signed up for. Now, if you happen to be over 22 years of age, we had the GED Plus program for us. That's a little different. What that is we will enlist you like a regular soldier. We will send you down to Little Rock, Arkansas, to our professional education center. You'll be there for 3 weeks. Everything paid for by the Guard, no expense to you. You will obtain your GED, and then from there, they will ship you to your basic training site, and then your job school after that. So it's just a little different.
So if they get the GED through your organization, you know what they know, and it's a little different than just getting a general GED, which you aren't accepting anymore. You want a real high school diploma.
Correct. We do accept general GEDs, but they have to have that college credits with it. And why spend $110 here to go get your GED? Enlist with us, everything's paid for free, and you're gonna make a little money.
Now, I assume the Patriot Academy is not like a regular high school. You're probably in uniform to give you that military type of environment where there's no fooling around, there's no, you know, typical high school stuff going on.
That is absolutely correct. That's why with the Patriot Academy, we send you to basic training first. After you graduate basic training, you are a soldier. You know how to wear a uniform, you know how to conduct yourself. And then it is a military-based school. There is physical education every day and military-orientated.
Well, it just seems it would, you know, bring the spirit of, yes, you have to do this to mind rather than it's an option.
No option. But it's a good option for people for one reason or another, had a child, whatever, male or female, to obtain a real high school diploma, which most employers want these days, and, you know, get some job skills and move on from there.
Is the academy basically supplying the diploma, or did some other school nearby join in that says you'll have our diploma because you meet the requirements through the academy?
Correct. It is an Indiana school district,
okay,
and the academy meets all their requirements. It's very nice. We have a website. You can go to patriotacademy.com if you wish to look at it, and it has all the information about it.
And if you're going to do this, I imagine there are certain semesters that it starts, so you may not start right away. You'd have to go to basic and then wait until the next semester of that school because you don't want to be playing catch-up if you're already playing catch-up.
It's pretty much 24/7 because a lot of it is computer-based learning. Huh? So right after basic, they send the kids right to the Patriot Academy, and then they review what classes they need, and then they start them on those.
Now, is that just for the region, or do people from all over the country?
All over the United States, if they're joining the National Guard, they're eligible to go to the Patriot Academy.
Because you're Michigan National Guard, but there is National Guard in all the other states in that as well.
This is sponsored by National Guard Bureau. Washington, D.C. has sponsored this program. Just like they sponsored my brand new billboard. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but coming in from Port Austin on 53, right by Murray's Home Furnishing, brand new National Guard billboard. It's really nice. Really was thrilled to see that.
Is his picture on it?
No. His picture is not
well,
on it.
This is what we wanted. We wanted Sergeant Wolf on there. He says, I want you.
They're afraid I'll break the camera, so we're good in that respect. But another couple items that we could assist people with that they're not probably aware of is our split option program. So if you're currently in college or currently a junior in high school, we can enlist you in the National Guard. You start doing 1 weekend a month with us at the Recruit Sustainment Program in Flint. We get you to and from everything. You get $200 for the weekend. And what we do at that program is we get you ready for basic training before you even ever go to basic training. I've enlisted kids last October, been doing the 1 weekend a month with me in Flint, and they're leaving this summer for their basic training. Then they're going to come back after basic training and complete their senior year. I have another kid completing his second semester at Delta College. So that split option program really could work out for folks that want to do this. And then the next summer, we send them to their job school. So they're with us for quite a while.
Now, is that really fair to the drill sergeant who is looking for that deer in the headlights look?
Well, we want to be prepared because we want them to be successful and come back and take their role in their job in the state of Michigan. So we're going to do everything we possibly can to make them successful. So that's a program that we exclusively offer. Is a split option program. We also have the civilian acquired skills program. So say you're a master electrician, we can bring you in as a higher rank and already award you the job. Or say you're a doctor, a lawyer, we can.
You're looking for somebody with a plaque on the wall or a certificate from somebody, not just somebody who can claim they know what they're doing. You want somebody who's the certification.
If they have the
it.
Certifications, a certified auto mechanic, we can bring them in and award them the job. Yes, they still have to go to basic training, but the job school would be waivered. And then we direct them towards our officer program. We're always promoting from within. So therefore, you have to be a guard member to be eligible for one of our officer program. We have the warrant officer program, and we have the regular officer program. And that, again, goes around your schedule. It's 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the summer for the officer program. It's a 14-month program, and it's conducted right down here in Battle Creek at Fort Custard. Of course, there are some requirements. But one of the requirements for the officer program that people might not be aware of, you do not have to have a bachelor's degree to come into our officer program. You have to have 60 college credits or more and currently be enrolled in a college to be eligible for our program. So after they complete officer candidate school, they are awarded the rank of second lieutenant, but they cannot be promoted to the rank of captain, which is three up the ranks, until they have their bachelor's degree. But we can make them an officer with 60 college credits. So there's a lot of folks out there right now that I get this question all the time. Well, I don't have a bachelor's degree yet, but I want to become an officer. Well, you got 60 college credits. We can put you in and help you out.
And with the Guard's payment of your college, you can get those extra credits you need eventually later on to get your degrees that will get you moving further up.
And even myself, I have full college benefits. I go to Davenport University online, and it's 100% paid for. And now that I'm going to be moving on, I'm going to have a little more time to focus towards my studies. I've only been taking two classes a semester for the last couple of years, but I'm getting there.
Is there a requirement when you're taking courses through the Guard that you do a certain level of classes? I mean, they want to see that there's going to be results long before you're done with your tour.
Correct. For us to pay for it 100%, you need to get a C or better in all your classes. You get a D in a class, it might be acceptable to the college, but not to us. You need to get a C or better. It's a matter of how much money. If you take four classes, you get the Montgomery jail bill, that's $349 extra a month that comes direct deposited to you in your account on top of your 1 week and a month pay. Plus, we pay for your tuition. If you're only taking half classes, you'll get half that amount until the extra $11,000 is exhausted. So. If you play your cards right, you should get right through your program and have a little money. My daughter is a military police officer. She's going to Fair State. She gets a little over $600 a month. Her tuition's paid for, and she doesn't have to worry about working at a side job. She can focus at her studies.
Terrific. And the officers program, are you looking for officers all the time? Is this something that you need to fill a lot?
Always. Always looking for officers because some retire, some move on, some move to different states. That's a nice option we give you in the National Guard. Say you get a real good job in Seattle. We can transfer you to a National Guard unit close to where you're going to be. It only takes us 4 days to do that. You can go anywhere in the United States to include Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Guam because they're all U.S. territories, and we have National Guard units on every one of those. So. And every state, we have 200 units in this state alone. Every state has over 100 units. So I'm sure I've transferred many young men and women to recently Tennessee, Madison, Wisconsin. I transferred my best friend over to Phoenix, Arizona. So just depends what life will bring you.
Yeah. You think you're fighting fires in the UP, wait till you get to Arizona.
Oh, they're having their hands full, too. And he's a heavy equipment guy, so I'm sure he's been called upon.
And helping over there in New Mexico, where it's burning. When you apply for this, is this a pretty fast turnaround? Or, I mean, you know, for like the officers training and that, is this something that...
Well, we have to enlist you first. You must be enlisted in the National Guard. And then... During the enlistment process, I get all the paperwork I need, and an officer recruiter actually takes it from there. And I have two young ladies in officer candidate school right now as we speak.
I mean, is there a, you know, like an interview process type of thing to make sure that, you know, some people look good on paper. And you've gone to college, you know that. You go to look at them on paper, and it's like, oh my gosh, I wish mine looked this good. And then it's like, okay.
Well, there are some minimum requirements. Everybody that joins the military, no matter what service, takes a basic aptitude test. It's called the ASVAB. And to become an officer, you have to have certain scores, yes. So, and then there is an interview process because as an officer, you will be granted a top secret security clearance. So your background gets fully looked into by the FBI and by us and everything like that. And once that's cleared, we start the phases. It goes phase 1 through 14.
Wow. So when you get to be an officer, you start learning about Roswell. Good.
Yeah, no comment on that.
No comment on that one. Okay. Now that you're leaving, are you... Did you have a lot of things planned for the Specialist Matthews to take
over?
I mean, have we got a lot of activities?
We have a lot going on. I would love to invite the public to the Maritime Festival in July in Harbor Beach. We're going to have the rock wall there, free of charge. Come on up, sign a little waiver that, you know, we're not responsible if you fall off, but we'll make sure everything's good.
But there's a bungee-type cord that you go up with. I mean,
that's
it isn't
correct.
Like you're free climbing. There's safety and measures
there
involved.
There are safety measures
anytime
involved.
Anytime you're playing around like that, there's a risk.
So we're going to have the rock wall there for the public, free of charge, the whole Saturday of Maritime Festival. During the Cheeseburger Festival this year on August 15th, we are actually starting the parade carrying a 30-foot American flag. And there's rumor, or it's in the works, but we're going to get the A-10s from Saltfish to do a flyover the parade as we start.
Ooh.
So that's really going to be exciting. And August 10th is our military tribute there in Caseville at the amphitheater. And that's always an exciting evening. All the veterans and anybody involved with the military, please come. We bought over 2,000 flags to give to people so they can wave. And we're going to have some guests there doing military-type and American-type songs, you know, God Bless America and et cetera. And we have our last fun thing we're doing is the H&R Block Aquatrax Open Invitational Jet Ski Race. We will have a National Guard team again there this year, and we'll hope for the best.
And where is that run?
That is at Harbor Beach also in July, and we go on the actual course that the professionals will do the next day. There are jet skis that are donated. There are two of them, and it's a team thing. It's a team of four, and the best team time. So if he got 50 seconds, I got 48 seconds, you add up the total team time. And the last 6 years, we've been fortunate enough to beat other service organizations during that race.
Oh, it sounds like competition bragging rights going on here.
Well, you know who's up in Harbor Beach, right? What service?
are you laying down the gauntlet this year?
So Coast Guard, watch out.
Because those people are used to being on the water, you know.
Yeah, and the funny part about it is we have beat them. So.
But they know the safety rules, and you're probably blowing right past all of them.
Well, we got a couple, couple of ringers. A couple guys are real good in snowmobiling. Jet skis are very similar, and they do very, very well. They break under a minute every time, going through the whole course that the professionals will do the next day. So it's a lot of fun.
And all of these events are basically designed to get your presence out there.
Get the presence out there. The parades we do are just for the community, really. Like during the Cheeseburger Parade, I have over, 1,000 to 2,000 items to give out to kids and things as we go down the parade route. And it's a 2-mile parade route this year. They made it a little longer, starting at the hardware store instead of at the corner light.
And get a good comfortable pair of shoes.
And well, we'll be in full uniform and stuff like that. But it
doesn't mean you can't put the Dr. Scholl's pillow things in there.
Yes, them are authorized. Yes. And today I brought you a digital camouflage computer bag, and this bag is awesome. It holds a laptop, it'll hold several books. It has the traditional backpack straps, but they come off if you don't like them, and it has a traditional shoulder harness on it. So whichever you prefer, but it's really nice, and it's let's give it away.
We will give it away to the third caller, 269-1340, 269-1340. We'll take the third caller to win that, and I appreciate you coming bearing gifts.
And I appreciate you having us. You know, this will be our sixth year with you on the station, and just appreciate you being here with us.
Well, appreciate you taking the time to let us know the programs you offer. This is the graduation season, so I assume this is kind of a busy recruiting time for you.
This is a busy time for us when young men and women realize that they didn't get the scholarships or grants they thought they might have gotten from high school. Because, you know, in January, well, I've applied for here, I've applied for there, I might get this grant, I might get this grant. Unfortunately, this time of year comes to reality when they only got a $200 grant and their books are $2,000, so to speak. So we are very busy, and we do help a lot of young men and women out this time of year.
Now, can that work for people, you know, who've kind of got the already planned set, I'm going here, and, you know, because there's a commitment to the National Guard as
correct.
Well. I mean, is this something that you work around as you recruit them, that, you know, okay, you want to go there 4 years, so we'll cover that, and when you're done, then you come see us again.
That's where our split option program comes into play. Say they set up for August classes, okay? Come fall this year. We will enlist them in July or August. They will do 1 week and a month with us in Flint at the Recruit Sustainment Program. We pick them up. There's no expense to them. They get $200 per weekend. So pretty basically, I'm giving them $200 to come exercise with me for 2 days and learn some things.
Yeah, you make it sound like, you know, it's aerobics class. No. This is a little bit more than, you know, come on, let's dance to the stars and burn some flab people.
It's not as bad as you might think. Believe it or not, for a male, they only have to do 13 push-ups, 17 sit-ups, and run 1 mile, 4 laps around the track in 8 minutes, 30 seconds. Now that is what is needed to go to basic training. Once you get in basic training,
is that like over 4 days I can do all that?
No, we build you up. I've had some folks that, because we've worked with them prior to going to basic training, they were able to meet the requirements. Now for a female, here you go, 3 push-ups, 17 sit-ups, and they get 10 minutes, 30 seconds to do 4 laps around the track. Now, this is a prerequisite, okay? Not to enlist, but before they go to basic training. And that's what our Recruit Sustainment Program is for, to work with them, get them in shape, show them good nutrition skills, show them good physical exercise skills and things like that.
Is this part of the screening process? I mean, do you find out if people can't do this, then there's no sense sending them to basics?
Because we have programs, if they can't do this, to where we can send them to our physical fitness platoon and... We'll get them to go, and we'll get them the right direction.
Yeah, that sounds so pleasant, and it seems like it would turn out to be, you know, a grueling type of thing.
Well, out of 186 enlistments, I have never had anybody ever fail basic training because of our program and getting them ready.
Yeah, well, you tried me when you first started coming here, and I could have been your first.
That is true.
We congratulate Paula Cummins of Caseville. Won the backpack.
Oh, Caseville. Outstanding. That's my hometown.
So we will have that here for you, and you can pick it up at your leisure, Paula.
One more thing I'd like to mention is, in the National Guard, we guarantee your job in writing, okay? We don't play this. You come to be an electrician, you end up a plumber, okay? We look at your ASVAB scores. We show you where the jobs are and what they are, and then you choose what job you want. We can hold that job under your name for 30 days, which means nobody can take that position, nobody can take that slot. So every one of my male and female recruits all know exactly what they signed up for. They all know exactly what job they're gonna do, and they even know what unit they're gonna go to when they come back to Michigan job qualified. So that's something I pride myself in. They get a copy of the agreement, and we get a copy. Reason I get a copy is, let's face it, young men and women lose things.
Oh,
and no. these are important military documents, so we keep a copy on file for 2 years. And I've had several times people come over and need their stuff for one reason or another, either to get reduced tuition. Some colleges will offer you reduced tuition just because you're in the National Guard. Some colleges, I know of three right off the bat, will offer you free grants just because you're in the military.
Yes, while I was attending Central, I got a grant that I applied for through the National Guard Association of Michigan, and I got that scholarship 3 years in a row, only because I wrote in a 100-page essay and got it. So there are scholarships and benefits that are out there for education once you get in the Guard.
That's additional money in your pocket. So if you play your cards right, you can actually make money going to school.
Well, if you're in school, you're spending money. I can tell you that much. I mean, it's not like somebody's sitting there putting it in the bank.
Right. But
right?
True.
Okay.
but Specialist Matthews did come out with a bachelor's degree in special education, and he is debt-free from that. And that's the most important thing. Not too many services can say that these days.
And not many people can come out of college saying they're debt-free unless they live on the Hamptons.
Especially with the tuition increases that are going to be happening here shortly, yes.
But we've been serving the community. Believe it or not, most people don't know this, that the National Guard is one of the oldest services of the United States. We were established in 1636 in the Massachusetts Bay Colonies, where common everyday people picked up weapons to defend the colonies. That's where our logo and our mascot, the Minuteman, comes from. And that's where our term, citizen soldier. Yes, you're a normal citizen, but 1 weekend a month, you put on the uniform and you're a soldier and ready to help the community and anything that the state of Michigan or other states, we have National Guard in every state. So sometimes we all come together. Like, we've had Ohio here visiting us. We've had Indiana here visiting us, and recently we had the Canadian Army up at Camp Grayling visiting and training with us, so it's a lot of fun.
And unlike the major branches of the military nationwide, the Michigan National Guard also answers to the governor.
That's correct. We answer to the governor of the state of Michigan, so by order of the governor, we are the only service that can uphold civilian law by order of the governor. All the other services cannot do it. It'd be martial law, and that's against the Constitution.
That's why when there's a major flood like Katrina or whatever, it's the National Guard that goes in, because you meet the qualifications of not making it martial law.
That is correct, and we did respond here in Michigan to Hurricane Katrina. We had a water purification unit at Bay City and two military police units that responded to that natural disaster, and were able to go down and help the folks, because obviously it was a very trying time of need. And we even had our aviation units actually plucking people out of the water and things like that during that time period.
So you can not only get your education paid for, get some pocket money, but you can have an experience that can last a lifetime and good bragging rights when you're out and about.
And today, get a job skill. Come on, you know, yes, you can go to school, but experience and a job skill will just take you that much farther.
And many of your jobs are the hands-on type of things that, you know,
correct,
the people are looking for people who have been apprentices and stuff, and you can get that experience through the Guard.
Correct. Actually, after 2 years on your job, you can apply for an apprenticeship certificate through the Job Corps and actually become an apprentice electrician, apprentice mechanic, that type of thing. And if you're already certified, we got jobs for you, too. And some people, you know, they just want to do something different 1 week in a month. They want to serve. I run into many older folks with, you know, in their mid-30s, and they just want to do something different 1 week in a month, and we accommodate them also.
Well, at least he didn't look at me when he said older folks.
Well, I'm getting there too, Craig, you know. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Now, if people have questions and want more information, what's the best way to do that? Is there a phone number? Should you go online first?
We have a local phone number, which is Specialist Matthew's phone number here. Go ahead.
My phone number is 989-709-0609.
Or they can go on nationalguard.com and click apply now, and that'll automatically, it asks you just some basic questions, name, address, that type of thing, age, and that'll automatically generate a email to us to get in contact with you that
Imagine
you're interested
by your zip code, it'll tell you it's in your area. Talk to this person. They're interested,
correct,
or at least
and if they don't have a computer and they don't have a phone, they can go to any phone and dial 1-800-GO-GUARD, and an operator will do a direct connect with us on our cell phone so we could talk to you.
Also go to libraries and such. They have
correct
computers there that you can get online for, and I'm sure the National Guard isn't spammed out. So
no, it's a very secure website, actually. Our IT techs take very long measures and put in a lot of security. So your information is safe. It is scrambled. It does go through our server in Fort Knox, where all the gold is. So there you go.
Well, let's not get into that, because we can go into that. You know, we got past Roswell. Let's not go into the gold at Fort Knox.
Well, I've been recently down there. I did not see it, but the compound is very heavily fortified and guarded. I want to see it, you know, but
well,
they wouldn't let me. But that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think they. I think the president would have trouble getting to see it unless he signed an executive order with Congress and whatever. But anyway, we're getting off the subject. But again, if they're interested in the programs you offer, go online, call your number, and get the ball rolling.
And come see us this summer. We're going to be all around Huron County with our rock walls and different events going on and Hummers and different things. And one last thing, if you're an educator, we have the Humvee school program. We'll bring a Hummer to your school, and we can go from there.
Thank you much for being with us.
Well, thank
today.
You for having us yes, again, Craig. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all your help through the years, Sergeant.
And I hope to see you all out at these community events.
And Carl, definitely hear from you in the future.
Yes, I'm sure you will. Thank you.
I appreciate you. And again, the Michigan National Guard, the place to go for educational funding, for pocket money, and health insurance, and all the other good things in life that you might have been scratching your head, how am I going to do all this? And it could just be two weeks in the summer and
One weekend a month.
Do her.
And we can make it happen.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news. Keep it right here on WLEW.